Isn't it exciting? Yeah, Tom's happy. Are you sitting there, all excited and waiting for something good to come? Are you expecting a visitor? Are you expecting something to come in the post? Or are you really excited to go on that holiday you've booked really soon? I know you're probably wondering what I'm all excited about. All will be revealed. I don't know about you, but when I know I have a visitor coming round, I like to make sure that I am ready. I like to make sure I have milk for their tea or coffee, because we don't tend to have milk in the house anymore. Maybe make sure there's a biscuit or two ready. And if they're lucky, I'll have some Welsh cakes available, but generally only if I've made them recently. Anyway, once I have everything ready, I wait expectantly for them to arrive. I busy myself doing last minute chores, tidying while waiting, so I don't focus too much on if my visitors got lost, if they've gone to the old house rather than the new house, will they like the house, is it tidy enough? One of those things. All these last minute things and more I try to distract myself with. In essence, I just want to be ready for my visitor and be able to give them all my attention while they are with me. It's not that I don't think about them when they're not there, but while they are there, I want to make sure that they have my undivided attention. With our readings today, they both tell us of what we are to do in preparation and readiness for Jesus' return, but both readings also give us a warning. In our reading from Matthew today, we are told about servants being given bags of talents. These are large bags of money. But the parable, as usual, is not all about the money being given, but that the gift is used. God has blessed us all with a gift, or many gifts, only we know what those gifts are. It could be the gift of hospitality, cooking, offering a listening ear, being a confidant, and yet so many more gifts have been given. Your gift may be talking to your friends and neighbours about Jesus and what he has done for you. We all have been given a gift or two, but have we used those gifts wisely? Our readings today tell of the consequence of not being ready and not using our gifts from God. We heard of two of the three servants who invested their gift in something and received a return on their investment. What could this mean for us? Well, I think it's a case of these people have received their given gift as appropriate to their abilities. They have taken that gift and use it for the work of the Lord in order to further his kingdom in some way. As such, they have been given a reward that moves them from servants to rulers. They have been rewarded appropriate for their works. Both servants were rewarded the same, though they were given different gifts to start with. So on to the one who had his gift removed. A gift was given, it wasn't used, it wasn't given the opportunity to be nurtured, to grow, and to become the best it could be. This gift was kept a secret by fear. So many times I refer to fear and its incapacitating abilities. It has an overwhelming ability to render the person gripped by fear, to be frozen like a statue, concreted into position, unable to move. The power fear holds pales into comparison to everything but God's power. Well, that's the way I think of it. For those caught in the grip of fear. There is a way out, though. You see, this servant didn't know the master. He heard of the things the master had done in the old days when he had to punish people, and the servant had forgotten about all of the numerous demonstrations of love that the master had shown. The servant was unwilling to put his faith into action. Rather than to try to give the master a return on his investment, he did nothing. Well, apart from bury it. In the house, we have two glass cabinets. And in those cabinets, I've put the things I would rather not get damaged. Some are treasured possessions bought by others. Some are things bought by us. Some are items found, and others are those made by others and given to us as gifts. Now, because these items are kept in a cabinet, they are safe, and we could still look at them and enjoy them and so on. Naturally, we'd be a little disappointed if they became damaged or were taken from us. In a way, these gifts are similar declarations of love to those gifts we receive from God, and yet in so many more ways pay into comparison. You see, these gifts are protected by being in the cabinet. But if we put the gifts from God in the cabinet, or bury them in the ground as one of the servants did in today's reading, then they deteriorate because we do not use them. The gifts we have been given by God. They are there for us to use. Our God is not like a pushy parent who will push you beyond your abilities and make you miserable. Nor is he like one of those parents who leave their child to struggle on their own. Our God is one who wants to nurture us each and every step of the way. He wants us to use our gifts. He wants us to practice, and practice some more. The first step in breaking the grip of fear is to try and then keep on trying. As Christians, we've been given powerful tools in our arsenal. What's the point of being given the gifts we've been given if we do not use them? They might as well be taken from us, given to someone else, and let us be cast aside. Now, we all get stuck. We all have those moments when we know we need help, but can't find the solutions for ourselves. And we don't have to do anything on our own. God is with us. God is the hand we catch hold of when we stumble. God is the hand we hold when we need help to get up. God is the hand holding our bicycle until we can ride the bike by ourselves. Yes, be fearful of our Lord's wrath, but let us do all that we can to prepare for his arrival. Let's make sure we have our house ready for his return. Let's make sure we get the milk in. God called each and every one of us for a reason. God wants to build us up, and he wants to nurture us. So where can we find that nurturing? In his word, in service, and in prayer. How can our friends and family help when we don't talk to them? Likewise, how can God help us when we don't talk to him? It's not only talking, it's listening. It's not all about talking, but more often about listening. God loves us. He is tender, he is nurturing and forgiving. Just let him in. Before I became a Christian, I had nothing to walk by other than what is right and what is wrong, as I was taught when I was growing up. Self-respect determined what I would and wouldn't do. Confidence was a feeling, and my strength came from some sort of gut feeling. There was no one for me other than my family. And it makes it challenging when you go through those times of trouble in our lives. Those times when we are experiencing problems, generally we are physically on our own. Since becoming a Christian, I have learned so much about faith, the strength that comes with it, and how it can be nurtured. God will not ask everyone to stand up in front of a load of people and talk to them about his word. He knows us. He knows our innermost being. And as a result, the gifts he has bestowed on each of us is according to our ability. No one said using those gifts would be easy. There is always the requirement to walk by faith. I think walking by faith is a privilege. It's a journey made as an individual. It's unique and special to each of us on that journey. And I am sure that no journey will be the same. Our walk of faith is our most intimate conversation with Jesus, for he walks by our side every step into that walk of faith. No matter where this journey of faith takes us, we are never alone. Jesus will return. That's what this parable is all about. And that's what Zephaniah is all about. His return and our readiness for that return. What we are expected to be ready for. We are expected to be ready for his return. Now, does his return fill you with fear? Or does it fill you with excitement? If Jesus' return fills you with fear, it's not too late to go dig up the gifts that you have been given. Dust them off, clean them up, nurture them, and use them. Remember, we have to practice, 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 and practice some more. Let us prepare our house for his return and make sure we get the milk in. Amen.